BukeandTheGang.com presents The Break Show.
Chat, 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 chat. My ice is sitting in a bag, and that's sitting on a plate. And my pants are very wet. If I wasn't an idiot, I would have put the bag of ice on the plate an hour ago. Wait. What the? These headphones won't turn around to be the right... All right, yeah, I'm drunk, because obviously that was not very difficult to solve. Oh, freaking hell. Now it's suddenly cold in here. Can't put my shirt on, though. Then you won't be able to see my arms.
All right, let's see what's in the show notes for the next Hizaf.
Okay. We don't have enough time left in the show to cover everything. Who wants to be a gay? Who wants to... be a gay. Me! What if they had a church service and it was just like, if you would like to become a gay, please come to the front right now. And then everyone comes up and they go, we're going to pray over you. We pray that these men will become gay. And then they all have a huge party. There's tons of glitter. They're like, yay, I'm finally gay. You know, the funniest thing is when you listen to a Christian podcast and it's a man on there who goes, yeah, so, I used to be gay, but I found Jesus now, and he is really, you know, he's really been the light for me. And I'm not even joking. That is real. I have heard that podcast. It's not me being funny, like, oh, this doesn't exist. Wouldn't that be funny if it did? It really does. A man talks gay, and he's like, I used to be gay, and now I'm not. But he still talks. I don't understand. Can anyone Google this? Christian man used to be gay and now isn't. Podcast. I was just talking into the mic.
Oh.
But it's really hard for me to do content. First of all, this computer isn't hooked up to the board, so the live stream can hear it, but the recording can't hear it. I was listening to this Christian podcast. I've talked about this before, but there was a guy on it, and he said, yeah, I used to be gay, but I really found the Lord now. And that's interesting to me, that a man would decide to not be gay when he'd previously decided to be gay. But he still talks like a gay. So did he talk like the gay before he wanted to be a gay? Or did he want to be a gay and then he started talking like it and now he can't quit talking like it?
Why can't he find the Lord and be gay?
Are you kidding me?
Isn't that a saying in the Bible, find the Lord and be gay? Or is that a lyric from a Christmas song?
No, it's the Bible. Find the Lord and be gay. Well, do you mean gay happy or like find the Lord and be homosexual?
Yeah. Suck his dick if you can.
Right. No, that's true. That's in the Bible.
Yeah.
Only the truest of Christians suck the Lord's dick.
Mm.
Ah, God damn it. My mom's hearing this.
Not literally.
I've got so many paper towels in my pants right now because I, I should have done this before. You know, put the ice somewhere that wasn't going to soak into anything bad. It's on a plate now. What'd you get? Did you get a... Oh.
This is shit.
Oh, like, dear.
It's an extra burger.
Why have you done this?
I don't know. I got a real one, too, but
a real one? A real what?
Burger. This is just a little burger.
You just said that's an extra burger. So there's another burger. But then you also said this is the small burger.
This is a secondary burger.
But you said this is an extra burger, but it's a little one. So there's another burger that's the real burger, but it's bigger than the extra burger?
Yeah. This is not even hot. The cheese isn't even melting. I feel like I want to take this back.
Here's what you do. My dad would have done this. Oh. You call them.
Yeah, we know.
And you demand they
deliver.
Make them deliver.
They don't give a shit.
they delivered.
Well, call them on the show then and see what happens.
But if you do call and you complain, they will promise you free coupons. Longface's wife, Sarah, used to do this all the time.
For Wendy's?
For any fast food place.
She sounds like a bitch.
No, she's fine.
No, if you're buying fast food and then you're complaining about the fast food.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, but maybe it's because I'm turning into more and more of a dick who thinks the customer is not always right. And this is getting me in trouble.
You look real excited about this.
I'm not excited. I feel bad about that this has happened, but it's on the show notes. If we ever get to it. So here's the thing. We have like almost no time to get to all of the things.
I know.
So what are we going to do?
Get through them.
We need to press for time.
We need to put a moratorium. We're not, but we can go into after show. That's fine.
Well, why does the show have to end if we're not done?
It doesn't have to, but in 45 to 58 minutes, we should break again.
Okay.
Well, you guys start. I'll eat, and I'll turn off my mic. And you
but
guys can
no,
that's
we also have paying members that pay for after show, so it's always good to go to after show.
We already got a PCL I want to do.
Right, but there's no reason not to do more.
Okay.
When's the car PCL coming out?
Whenever we want to release it.
Oh, it's done? Yeah. Why isn't it out?
I don't know. Ask Andrew. He has the file.
Because we just released the PCL. No, I asked you. I said, hey, I'll finish editing the shit show if you just whack up the beginning and the end of the car show.
Yes. The shit show.
And who has
up?
Who has that file?
Oh, I never gave it to you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Dumb.
It's on that computer.
I remember.
Awesome. I'll just drive
I'm
here.
Pretty sure I put it on the card for you, and I gave it to you.
Today?
No. Last time you were here, 2 weeks ago.
Hmm. Andrew's memory is probably better than Puke's memory.
What? I don't remember. Let me look. I don't see it.
What's PCL Matt Covert?
That's from October 2016.
I've said this before. You can.
Is this the thumb drive?
No. Thumb drive I set right there, and then you did something with it.
No. Not the one that I just gave you. The thumb drive. Go ahead, Nick.
You can argue if you want. I say if we say we got to get this much stuff done in this many minutes, it ends up being better.
Okay.
Because we don't go on these side things. Although side things are also good.
Yeah.
But not if it's about like how many minutes I spent watching Star Wars Rogue One.
Yeah.
Look at that, Puke. I put them on the thumb drive and gave them to you.
I voted that Andrew was probably correct.
I think you put them on the thumb drive.
5 points, Nick.
And left them in this computer. Just because you put it on this thumb drive doesn't mean I have it. It's in this house.
It's at your seat.
He leaves the drive here.
Yeah, that's...
I know.
But Andrew must have told you it was on the drive.
Yeah,
why would
I put it on the drive the same time I put the last show on the drive, too.
I don't think so.
You want some eggnog?
Mm, no, I don't think so. But maybe if Brett tries it first and tells me it's okay.
Brett doesn't drink.
Shit.
We drank it. Only Puke got sick because he drank too much.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's skip a step. It's okay.
Brett, you're going quite the beard.
I know. This is about as far as I've ever gotten.
Wow. How far are you going to go?
Further. I've usually given up because I look like a hobo, and I think I'm almost through that phase.
Okay.
No, you do. You should have seen my fucking beard over the Christmas break that I didn't shave for a week. I shaved right before we went to New York because it looks fucking horrible. Like... On my cheek, I have like 10 hairs that just get really long and gross.
You could do a comb over with it.
Pretty much.
Comb around.
How many minutes do we wait to come back?
Whenever you want.
Brett's eating.
Well, whenever you want.
No, I'll shut this up. Go ahead.
Sorry. Okay, I'm just asking if
you
want to wait for Brett.
If you want to wait for Brett, then feel free. If you don't, feel free.
I can stop eating and jump in. I'm
okay.
The guest.
Here's how I propose we come back.
By chewing?
Not this. Come back, plug the PCL, which we didn't do yet,
mm-hmm.
Plug the New Year's show, say Nick posted a great photo of himself, and it's not gay, and then say whatever you want to about that, and we're back to the story of Andrew and Puke being in New York.
All right, well, you need to remind us of that once the show gets going.
What do you mean to remind you of that? We're about to start.
I already forgot.
Fuck. All right, I'll do it then.
And 5, 4, 3...
This philosophical reflection has been made possible by PukeAndTheGang.com. Listen to more nonsense, poop stories, and jokes and shit like that at iTunes under Puke and the Gang.